The weather has a very tropical feel this afternoon, and that's because our humidity levels are quite high. Dew point temperatures are running mainly in the 70s right now, so you're definitely noticing the high level of humidity. It has not been super hot today. Clouds have held temperatures back a bit, though it sure has been plenty warm. Then we've had some areas of rain and thunderstorms come through. Of course, with the heavy rain, the temperature drops, though because the humidity is so high, it still feels very, very sticky and stuffy. We're going to continue to have that chance for scattered showers and storms through late afternoon into this evening, and some of the storms could be on the heavier side. Heavy downpours could lead to some localized flooding. Damaging winds are possible with some of the storms. Of course, every storm has lightning, so you need to make sure that you head inside at the first sign of a thunderstorm, and there's even the chance that some storms will produce hail. So we'll have scattered storms around late afternoon into this evening. The storms should largely end during the evening hours, and we're going to see some slightly less humid air begin to come in, though it's not really going to be a refreshing change in the humidity, just a lowering level of humidity from tropical down to more of a moderate mugginess. Some areas of fog are likely to form overnight, and lows will be largely in the 60s. And then tomorrow, the front that is triggering the showers today will be down to our south, and that should allow for a quiet weather day across eastern New York and western New England. There's still the chance for an isolated thunderstorm south of Albany, but even down there, it's kind of a spotty threat, not a widespread threat. And for the rest of us, I am not forecasting any rain tomorrow. It is going to be a warm day, and the humidity will be down from today. So I mentioned a moment ago that we're going to go from a tropical feel to more of kind of a moderate mugginess. So the humidity is still going to be noticeable. Highs tomorrow will be in the 80s. And then as we head into the weekend, we're going to keep it hot and rather humid as the humidity levels bump back up. So it should be near 90 or so both Saturday and Sunday. The rain chances are not particularly high over the weekend. There's always the chance that the storm could pop up in the hot weather, but I'm not expecting any widespread wet weather. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, variably cloudy. Any storms will end this evening, warm and muggy with patchy fog, lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, warm and not as humid, with highs in the low to mid 80s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, any storms will end during the evening, warm and muggy with patchy fog, lows in the 60s. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, warm and not as humid, with highs in the low to mid 80s. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms mainly during the evening, patchy fog, warm and humid, a low of 70 to 75. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, chance of an isolated thunderstorm, hot and humid, a high of 85 to 90. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, scattered showers and storms mainly this evening, patchy fog, warm and humid, lows in the mid to upper 60s. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and some clouds, warm and not as humid, with highs in the mid 80s. Region-wide on Saturday, mostly sunny, hot, muggy, highs in the 80s to near 90. And on Sunday, hazy, hot, and humid, with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.